This episode is brought to you by 1010. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 one-of-a-kind engagement rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Using only diamonds responsibly and sustainably sourced in Botswana, 10 design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful diamond ring. Launching exclusively on January the 18th, right now, at BlueNile.com, this exciting limited edition collection of diamond engagement rings launches now, January the 18th, and you can preview it exclusively at BlueNile.com.
You are Locked On Washington Football Team, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
All right, I'm Chris Russell. We welcome you aboard to a new episode of the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast as we begin another week. And before we go really into the show, we certainly recognize, honor, and celebrate and remember the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on his birthday weekend. And of course, Monday being a federal holiday for most that are not working, and remembering the life and doing a day of giving and doing all the right things that we all should be doing. Certainly, again, that is the most important thing we can do and recognize and remember on this particular show of the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast, and really in all walks of our life. All right, so away we go. Let's give you the news, because there's some of it. Not a lot of it, but some of it. And it starts with Alex Smith, who was on 60 Minutes on Sunday night, weirdly during the NFC Championship game. Now, I know his team wasn't playing. I got it. I understand that. But still, kind of interesting, I guess, is the way I would put it. And Alex Smith basically made it clear, at least the way I took it and the way I heard it, that he was buoyed by the fact that he could return and he knows he can play at the NFL level. He's coming back, guys. He's coming back. He wants to come back. Now, I don't know if the Washington Football Team would like him back. I'm sure they would be open to discussing some sort of situation that maybe allows for a lesser salary. I don't know. I have a hard time thinking at $23 plus million in terms of cap hit that Washington would want him back. Now, there is a dead money cap charge involved here. There also is, you know, something to be said for perception and image, right? Alex Smith went through 17 surgeries. He helped lead you to an NFC East title. You can give me every excuse in the book. You can give me every reason in the book. I got it. I understand it. He wasn't able to stay healthy. He missed two of the final three regular season games, really two and a half of the final three and a half, let's put it that way, and the playoff game. I got it. I understand it. I'm not a huge fan of moving forward with Alex Smith at certainly, again, a pretty large salary cap figure. I'm not saying I'm, you know, dismissing him or anyone, but the bottom line is Washington in some ways, comes off looking poorly if they basically turn their back and turn the page on Alex Smith. Would it be the smartest thing to do? Probably, from a cap and from a roster management and from a quarterback of the future standpoint? Yes, it probably would. Is it the best PR move? No. Is it the best look? No. Could it have a negative impact on how Ron Rivera is viewed and the Washington Football Team is viewed? Yes, it could. And, you know, people are going to think however they want to think. There are reasons on both sides why Washington should move on and why Washington should not move on. I would probably try to do this. I would probably try and see how I could keep Alex Smith at a much lower contractual rate. And what I mean by that is, in 2021, in terms of his non-guaranteed base salary, there's an $18.75 million non-guaranteed base salary. A cap number of 23.3 million. Now, you cannot do anything about the $4.3 million proration from his bonus. That's there. But if Alex Smith wants to come back, if Alex Smith wants to play, if Alex Smith wants to be in Washington, could we potentially be looking at, you know, a massive slash of the base salary and perhaps maybe an incentive package to work some of it back in? Maybe in terms of a per game active roster bonus, meaning there's different roster bonuses. There's regular roster bonuses, like if you're on the 90-man roster, if you're on the 53-man roster, but then there's per game, right? And those could be on the 53-man roster. Those could be on the 46-man roster. Right now, according to overthecap.com, they do not list Alex Smith as having any type of roster bonus in 2021. Could they take some of the base salary of $18.75 million, slash it in half, and maybe work some of that into a roster bonus? And then all of a sudden, you know, on the cap, basically what you're looking at with Alex would probably be for 2021, maybe a situation of, you know, a cap number of, say, 13.5, 14 million roughly. And the potential for it to ultimately cost more, but ultimately cost more in 2022. And then you would have less dead money in 2022. So that's a possibility here. I haven't worked out all of the permutations, but I would be interested in keeping Alex Smith at a reduced base salary. I honestly, and this might make me sound like a jerk, I'm not really interested in keeping him around at a cap figure of 23.3. I mean, I hate to be, you know, I hate to be so kind of money oriented, but this league is about the salary cap, and the salary cap is going to shrink in 2021. Everyone believes that. Now, Washington has the money to absorb that, but remember, they've got a huge pending situation with Brandon Scherff, which if they put the franchise tag on him, it's going to cost him about $16.5 to $17 million. If they do a long-term contract extension, it's probably going to cost, you know, less in year one than it will in 2022, 2023, and so on. But, like, it's still going to cost $9, $10, $11 million, whatever it is, in year one for Brandon Scherff. I still don't want to go any more than 4 years and 60. And I got to be honest with you, 4 years and 60 on top of the 1 year and 15 is still too rich for my blood. So I would really like to go no more than 3 years if I could. That's not going to happen, though. That's not realistic, just the way these things work. Remember, you've got to save money for Jonathan Allen's long-term contract, for Deron Payne's long-term contract. Jonathan Allen is going into year five on the fifth-year contract option as a former first-round pick. Deron Payne, for the first time, is finally eligible, or for the first time is eligible for a long-term contract extension, or for them to guarantee the fifth-year option for 2022. So again, Allen is, you know, in the final year now, or entering the final year of his deal, and he's going to cost just over $10 million for this year. To me, when you combine the Alex Smith situation along with the $4.2.5 million dead cap money hit from Dwayne Haskins, I don't know why, quite honestly, that is so low according to overthecap.com, because that should be higher. It should be higher. They have 2 years remaining on that deal that was guaranteed. And they're saying paid as dead money, $11.795 million. So unless overthecap.com is spreading out the dead money for Dwayne Haskins, which they're not, as I look up here, I'm going to have to investigate that and figure out why that is the case. It should be higher because they cut him, as opposed to finding a team to work out a trade with Dwayne Haskins. So, you know, there's all sorts of different situations here at work. And don't forget, they still have other free agents like Ronald Darby, Kevin Pierre-Lewis, you know, a couple of different wide receivers that they could potentially bring back, might not bring back. You might want to start looking at locking in Logan Thomas. I don't think J.D. McKissic will be a priority in terms of locking him up long term. I know he had a very, very, very productive year in terms of receiving yardage, but he really struggled down the stretch in pass pro, and he said he was kind of beat up. So we will see what happens. There's a lot of things at play here that go on. But to me, $23.3 million for Alex Smith is a lot. Now, some people are going to say it's not for a starting quarterback. And I understand. For a starting quarterback, for a full-year starter, it's not in today's NFL. Here's the problem. I don't know if Alex Smith can start 16 games. I mean, we don't know if any quarterback can start 16 games, but a 37-year-old with 17 leg surgeries, and then what he said on 60 Minutes, which was that it was a bone bruise and not a calf injury, kind of, you know, worries you, right? I mean, A, they kept calling it a calf injury, a calf injury, a calf injury. Then apparently it's a bone bruise. We knew it was worse than just, you know, a strained calf. And it was probably made worse, a lot worse, by playing Sunday Night Football in Philadelphia. But yet he wants to come back. And this is going to be really interesting to see how this team navigates this, because it's not easy. It's very complicated, extremely complicated. All right, when we return right here on the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast, we will get into the top 100 free agent list from PFF and where Brandon Scherff wound up. Too high, in my opinion. That's next, right here on LOWFT. Good to have you with us. All right, guys, I'm Chris Russell for Echelon. That's right. When it comes to getting or staying in shape, nothing feels as good as that feeling of accomplishment. Hitting your fitness goals and feeling great about yourself. You want to feel good, right? It's the new year. I've gotten back into my exercise routine, and Echelon can get you there. Echelon offers the next generation of connected fitness bikes, fitness mirrors, rowing machines, their Echelon Stride smart treadmill. No matter what your favorite fitness activity, gives you a fun and challenging workout from the comfort of your own home. Echelon has world-class instructors that'll motivate you with thousands of daily live and on-demand studio-level classes, always available when you need them. And unlike the competition, Echelon is affordable for everyone. One membership lets up to five family members all work out at the same time. How about that, guys? Go to echelonfit.com/lockedon. That's Echelon, echelonfit.com/lockedon, and try any piece of Echelon fitness equipment at home for 30 days and check out how they're getting fit and how you can get fit at echelonfit.com. All right, it is Chris Russell with you, and of course 2021 is in full swing, and guys, it's time for that fresh start. Few more wins. If you're betting this year and want more wins, listen to Locked On Bets with your boy Q and Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. They're picking college basketball, football, and NBA locks all winter long. Subscribe to the Locked On Bets podcast, Locked On Bets, rather, wherever you get your favorite podcast. All right, so speaking of which, I put down on betonline.ag this weekend, I went 3 for 3. How about that? I did not touch the Kansas City-Cleveland game. I was thinking about it. I didn't get it in time. And I would have been wrong, by the way, if I had picked that game. Because I was late, I was able to hit 3 for 3 this weekend. Green Bay minus the 7 over the Los Angeles Rams. I only put $3 down. I'm a cheapskate. But I won, I think, $286 or something like that. And then on Saturday night, I picked the Buffalo Bills minus the 2.5 and won another almost $3. So I bet $6 on Saturday and I won back about $5.5, somewhere in that range, maybe $5.75. And then on Sunday, again, I missed the Kansas City Chiefs Cleveland Brown game. And then I turned around and I put $5 straight up on the money line on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tommy. And Tommy got me the win and ended Drew Brees' career. So 3 for 3 for your boy on betonline.ag this weekend. We'll see if we can keep the streak up coming up for Conference Championship Sunday, which, of course, is the Kansas City Chiefs. Will they have Patrick Mahomes? Will they not? Because he's got two injuries, concussion and the foot or toe. And you have the Buffalo Bills coming in with kind of an extra sort of half day to rest. Tommy Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers going to Green Bay to take on Aaron Rodgers. Good luck with that. That is not going to be fun. Not going to be fun. Even though Green Bay wasn't, I would say, clicking on all cylinders on Saturday, that's going to be tough. All right, let's get to this right here on the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast. And that is Brandon Scherff. On the ProFootballFocus.com top 100 free agent list, came in number 9. Here's what it said. One of the most dependable guards in the league. Scherff has never posted a PFF grade below 72.5 in his 6-year NFL career. 72.5 is not that high. Let's be honest. Over the last 3 seasons, Scherff ranks among the league's best guards in nearly every key metric, including a 97th percentile ranking on true pass sets and a 90th percentile ranking in percentage of positively graded plays. Both numbers are among the most important when projecting interior offensive linemen from year to year. PFF continued. In the run game, Scherff can do it all, showing the power at the point of attack and the quickness to make any block in space. He's also one of the most polished pass protectors in the league, and he stands out as the best interior offensive lineman in this free agent class. I have zero problem with him being the best free agent of the interior offensive linemen in this class. I honestly do not think that the percentiles and the measurements and the percentages and the grades and the rankings really match up to what my eyes have seen. Again, I've said this over and over and over and over and over and over again. Brandon Scherff is good. At times, he's very good. I truly do not believe that he is great, dominant, elite, or as good as everyone else does. I'm sorry, I just don't. And I've watched just about every snap of Brandon Scherff in his career. I think he's good. I think at times he's very good. I do not think he's dominant, elite, tremendous, as good as the numbers rank. Now, I don't know exactly how they come up with all their numbers and their grading. Maybe I'm missing something, but here's what I know. Washington was pretty good in short yardage running situations this year. They've been terrible before this year. They just have not been good. This year, they were pretty good. Now, it helps. You had Peyton Barber, right? You had a better left guard situation, even though that was a little bit of a merry-go-round until Wes Schweitzer took over. And Chase Roullier obviously was there, and Scherff certainly helps in that regard. You had more mobile quarterbacks. I don't want to say you had a better running back in Peyton Barber versus Adrian Peterson, but maybe Peyton Barber was better at hitting the hole at 25, 26 than Adrian Peterson was at 35. I don't know, okay? But the bottom line is Washington had always struggled in third and one, fourth and one, third and two, fourth and two, situations like that in the previous few years. And it was more than 1 year. To the point where a lot of times, I don't think they had confidence that they could make it. And I think a lot of times they called pass plays because they didn't think they could make it. And if we're being totally honest, this is anything and has been anything but a dominant offensive line. Even when Trent Williams was here before he went sideways with management. I mean, when you had Trent Williams, Morgan Moses, Brandon Scherff, were they a good offensive line? Yeah, they were a good offensive line. Were they dominant? I never saw dominant. And a lot of the time, how good they were was because of Kirk Cousins, quite honestly. Kirk Cousins got rid of the football very quickly, which drove Jay Gruden nuts. But Jay Gruden wants to sit back there, 5 and 7 step drop, and throw darts all over the field, and run his offense with no regard to what works and what doesn't. And that was their offensive line was, you know, often getting ambushed at the point of attack. Now, maybe often as a stretch, I don't know. I mean, but all I know is Kirk Cousins got rid of the ball quickly, doesn't take big hits, hasn't ever been injured because I think he gets rid of the football pretty quickly. In general, does he take sacks? Of course. Does he take hits? Of course. And I know he hasn't been here for 3 years, but Alex Smith, I think, did some of the same. And when he didn't, obviously he got injured. And since then, guys like Colt McCoy and Kyle Allen and Mark Sanchez and Jaron Johnson, you know, those guys don't get rid of the football as crisply and as quick. I'm not saying that the offensive line is not good. That's not what I'm saying. I would say to me, in general, when I look at a team that consistently struggles to run, that takes the amount of negative yardage carries that this team does. Don't forget, in the last 2 games before the playoff game, they took twice negative 6 yards per on a carry. That's hard to do. One in the red zone and one right out of the red zone, I believe. That's hard to do. Yet, Brandon Scherff is ranked as highly as he is. And I'm sorry, I just don't see it. Again, I'm not saying it's all his fault. It's not. I'm not saying he's not good. He is. I just don't buy this whole level of dominance. As PFF kind of put it, the NFC East has currently the NFL's number one, number two, and number three highest paid right guards on an annual basis. Brandon Brooks, who missed all of this year. Zach Martin, who missed some of this year. And Kevin Zeitler of the Giants. So Scherff's franchise tag, right around, you know, just over $15 million, is probably going to be the minimum of what he's asking for, right? I mean, it's hard once you put a franchise tag on a guy to go lower. Now, maybe they can lower the cap number in year one, as we kind of alluded to. On an average annual basis, it's going to be difficult for him to say, no, I'm good taking 12 or 13 million. PFF predicts that Washington will sign Scherff for 4 years, $60 million, $15 million average per year, $37.5 million total guaranteed, and $25 million fully guaranteed at signing. To me, when you combine last year, 1 year, at $15 million, right, franchise tag, which I know is not part of the extension, but I factor it in, that's a five-year, $75 million deal. That's too rich for my blood. And not to mention what nobody seems to remember for whatever reason, and PFF didn't even mention it, and I know a lot of others don't mention it as well. Brandon Scherff has missed 16 games over the last 3 years. That's the equivalent of one season out of the last three. If somebody's not available for you 33% of the time, how do I pay top market dollar? Like, we're not projecting and not knowing here. It's not like he stayed healthy his entire career. the last 3 years, and even in the year before that, 3 year period, he missed two games. So it's really 18 games over 4 years, if you want to look at it that way. It's a lot of games. A lot of games, guys. A lot of games. What I would do, and I hate the franchise tag because of what it sets, like if you can't get a long-term deal done at a better figure than 4 for $60, which is the suggestion, and which is probably going to be the minimum. And again, factoring in last year's 1 for $15 makes it really a 5 for $75. It's just a matter of how it's computed or how it's viewed. If you can't get something done for less than 4 for $60 on an extension or on a new deal, then I probably lean towards franchise tagging, or you know what? You want a transition tag and then see what the number is and then match it? You want to do that? Fine. I mean, if I lose Brandon Scherff, you know, I got to be honest with you. Maybe I'll be dead wrong. I do not think Brandon Scherff makes this offensive line great. I just have yet to see it. And if anybody can show me where this offensive line has been great, dominant, extended periods of time, please tell me what games, what year, how, where. I haven't seen it. I'm sorry. I haven't seen it. Even when Trent Williams was here. But Pro Football Focus has Brandon Scherff at number 9 on their top 100. Again, to me, that's too rich for my blood in every way. Maybe I'll be wrong and they will be hemorrhaging it. Look, they're going to do something here. I'm not winning this battle. I would walk away at this cost, but that's me. But I would walk away from a lot of guys. I would walk away from Alex Smith, as we discussed earlier in the show, at $23.5 million. All right, come back. We'll put the icing on the cake. I know I went a little bit long there. And we will finish up the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast straight ahead. All right, 18 total flavors. Amazing flavors. Nut and non-nut flavors for you at Built Bar. That's right, BuiltBar.com is the place you have to go. Caramel brownie, cookies and cream, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, apple almond crisp, cherry Barcia. Those are the 6 new flavors. If you want to go with the 12 original flavors, again, I tell you all the time, I'm a big peanut butter guy. I love peanut butter. Peanut butter. They have peanut butter brownie, which is awesome. They have double chocolate, if you're into chocolate, and who isn't? Salted caramel. I had one of those for the first time, I think on Friday of last week. It was an interesting taste. I'm a big caramel guy. So it had an interesting taste is how I would label it. Also, they have different other fruit type flavors like raspberry and orange and coconut. So here's the deal. Bars are covered 100% chocolate, soft, easy to chew. And here's the best part, guys. Built Bars are healthy for you. They're great for any diet. They're low calorie, low sugar, high protein, and high in fiber. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON and you'll get 20% off your next order. Use the promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. And as I told you about earlier in the show, I hit up BetOnline.ag this weekend, as I've been doing for the last couple of weeks, and as you should be doing right here and right now. Just go to betonline.ag, use the promo code LOCKEDON when you sign up for your free account, and you'll get a 50% welcome bonus on whatever you place in your account. I put $100, so I got $50 extra, right? And I've been having some fun. I don't bet a lot of money. I just have a little bit of juice on every game that I think is a pretty good side. I told you I went with Buffalo minus the 2.5, Green Bay minus the 7, and Tampa straight up on the money line. I bet a total of $11 this past weekend, and I won the $11 back, and I won, I believe, almost $11 of new money back. So there you go. Had a little fun, had a little juice, and I didn't go crazy, which is the key to this. And again, it gives you a little extra rooting interest. So don't sit on the sidelines anymore, guys. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON at betonline.ag to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sports book experts. All right, we wrap up the Locked On Washington Football Team podcast. As of Sunday night, late Sunday night, Washington had not talked to Kirk Cousins. We're talking about Kirk Cousins earlier in the show. Had not talked to Kyle Smith about the GM spot. That should not be surprising. Look, they're looking for something else than what Kyle Smith is going to provide. And there's all sorts of friction and rumors. I think this is going to be kind of a crazy week. I think we'll have a new GM by the weekend. The Senior Bowl is next week. I think we're going to have a pretty crazy, you know, I don't think Kyle Smith is going to be with the organization at the start of next year. So whether it happens this week or whether it happens next week or whether it happens right after the draft, that I'm not sure of. But I honestly do not think Kyle Smith is going to be here. And I don't think they view him as a GM or as an assistant GM right now. And that's okay. I mean, that's, you know, but I would hire somebody with experience in that particular position. They're doing it wrong if they hire somebody, you know, a Ryan Cowden, a JoJo Wooden, who has never been a GM, because it is way, 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 way different than being a scout. All right. More to come this week. Good to have you with us all week. I'm Chris Russell. We're going to have some changes, too, coming up here shortly. We will tell you about that in due time once everything is all set up. But for now, I thank you and appreciate our listeners and the downloads and all of our sponsors, 1010, and as well, Built Bar, betonline.ag, and everyone else. Echelon, forgot about them. Blue Nile was 1010. That was at the beginning of our show. All right, that's going to do it for us right here on LOWFT. Adios.